I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is shakshuka. We went to brunch at our restaurant. We rarely sit down and have dinner or even lunch at our restaurants, but on a Sunday, I have relaxed my former ways a bit and get to enjoy that meal amongst our guests as a citizen. I hadn't eaten last night. Service was super busy, and after work, I fell into bed after a hot shower. We were scheduled to do a big event for Disney World, feeding approximately 1,000 guests in the night ahead, so I knew I had to get some fuel in me. While my wife, Janet, feasted on a plate of chicken and waffles, I had a brunch served in a cast iron pan. The dish is named Israeli shakshuka, and I've come to love it over the past few years. Oddly enough, the first time having a rendition of this was in Costa Rica. We truly do live in a world of ongoing diversity. The dish's name, shakshuka, essentially means all shook up. I wonder if Elvis ever had it. Some say that shakshuka dates all the way back to the Ottoman Empire. The roots of its modern egg and tomato-centric form can be traced in various directions, to Tunisia, to Morocco, to Yemen, and beyond. The Middle East can likely claim themselves to be the originators of this dish. But, as with any great dish, there are now many spin-offs of it. The centrally intriguing part of it for me, and I think many who make it for the first time, is that the eggs are actually poached right in the tomato stew that serves as the base for shakshuka. The spin we put on ours is the inclusion of lamb merguez sausage with the locally obtained farm-fresh eggs, as well as some roughly grated feta cheese, which adds a nice bright whiteness to the red background tones of the shakshuka. We continue in a Middle Eastern way with just baked pita bread. I love to take that pillowy, truly wonder bread and dip sections of it into the mix of elements in shakshuka, no matter which variety I might be having. Being the truly adaptable dish it is, I could see swapping out the lamb sausage for things as diverse as octopus, pulled chicken, or roasted butternut squash. The tomatoes, however, are a must. And I like mine spiced with chili peppers, cumin, paprika, cayenne, and nutmeg. In Spain, you can eat pisto manchego, which is made with a sunny-side-up egg placed on an eggplant and tomato stew, sometimes with chorizo, which is pretty similar to some of the variations you can find in Israel. Another beautiful thing about shakshuka is that it is one of those dishes where you can eat it from the very same pan you made the shakshuka in, like a paella, so less time scrubbing up after. Our bartender asked if I'd be back working at our restaurant that night. I told him about the Disney event. He asked, "What's our team making, chef?" "Shrimp and grits," I answered. A guest at the bar spoke up, "Really? You're going to make them like you do here? I love your version." I told them yes, but for a slightly larger crowd. Maybe next time Disney asks, we'll make shakshuka. I'll need a whole lot of cast iron pans. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I'm all shook up.